Next item is Smith and Fleming, relocated 50-foot right-of-way on Road 233.
They request to extend the 50-foot right-of-way out to Road 233 and create a lot that would be accessed off that right-of-way. Can you approve this, submit it, or require an application for public hearing?
This one kind of interesting because where it says 50-foot right-of-way proposed, sometime a few years back, the developer put that street in. And I believe it's paved. Is that right?
Do you have the...
We had to come up and interview.
Sir, I need to come up if you're going to speak.
You have to get a little bit closer to the microphone.
There we go.
All right. I'm Doug Gannon. I'm the surveyor on this project. I'm here because I know this is kind of a complicated looking thing.
Uncomplicate it for us.
Exactly.
Go ahead and tell us about it.
Do you have the, I think, the most updated one? Because I've turned in two and one very complete. Yeah, that's it. Okay. The people that, Ethel Smith, owns lands. Okay, Smith Court comes into this subdivision of, it's called, forget the name of the subdivision, but Ethel Smith lives in the last lot on the left, which is lot 15. Okay. And she also owns the land to the west of it and a little piece of land to the east that goes out to County Road 233.
She is a widow of the developer, right?
She's the widow of the developer, Ralph Smith.
That'd be parcel 83?
Yeah, parcel 83 is actually on both sides of... It's to the west of to the west of the subdivision, and there's a little part of 83 that runs from this from the subdivision from Smith Court out to County Road 233, and they went and paved. I don't know if you guys have a copy of the record subdivision.
They just have a copy of the proposal.
Okay.
And they have a copy of the tax map, too.
Okay.
That shows the one.
The actual road that goes through this subdivision was supposed to go down and then go to the left and stop. And I think the intent of the Smiths, they wanted the road to go down and go to the right and go out to County Road 233, but it wasn't recorded like that. Now they would like to get a right-of-way from Smith Court over to County Road 233, a 50-foot wide right-of-way. The road's already built. It's been built for probably 30 years.
Does it intersect with 233? Can you get...
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can... Yeah, it's... That's what just about everyone... That's the road. If you go down Smith Court, that's... But just about what everybody does, they go down, they turn right off Smith Court and go out to 233. They would like to make that a, you know, an official right-of-way and then take the remaining part of that portion of 83 and convey it to their neighbor on the rear, which is Marlene Fleming. Okay.
Is that lot 66 or 83.06?
Tax parcel, you mean?
It's tax, no, it's tax parcel 83.06. So they would type, they would like, the Smiths would like to cut out the 50-foot right-of-way and take the sliver that's remaining that fronts on County Road 233 and convey it to the Flemings.
What's kind of what's confusing is that the dotted line where it changed on the lot is correct. It's proposed to be created. And it includes that little strip of land along the road that exists. Where we got 50-foot right-of-way drawn in.
Okay.
That's part of the lot. That'll be part of the lot, but it's coming from two different parties. One's coming from Ms. Smith, one's coming from Ms. Fleming. That's why I read it here anyway.
So is Fleming trying to get two parcels out of there?
Right.
That's correct. Okay. They want to convey the residual of 83 with some of the land that they already own. First they want to obtain that residual and combine it with their land, and then take that residual and probably put in a lot line approximately where I have it drawn here and convey that to their son.
Fleming.
He was a Fleming, yes. Robert Fleming.
What they could have done is taken that 100-foot lot, which is a part of 83, if you're looking at a tax map.
Yes,
sir. The area between 233 and Smith Court, and extended it by granting the lot proposed. But the street's already serving and been used by other parties in that Smith subdivision. And they could have taken that whole 100-foot strip and then added to it to make it the lot so they could build there, and they would have owned all this. But the road already existed on the Smith property. And they still had the frontage for a record, a deeded parcel for the rest of the Fleming property.
So the new lot will be L-shaped from 233.
The lot will be L-shaped.
Right. Extending out to 233.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct. I think they want to convey the minimum that they can. Now, he's going to have plenty of frontage because if that new right-of-way is granted, he's going to have plenty of frontage there.
Not from here.
My concern is where were the Fleming's front? Fleming's frontage.
75. If you are. No problem. Yeah, you're plenty of frontage.
I haven't surveyed this, okay, but I put everything together in a drawing, and it looks to me as if when the Smiths sold off that 2.67 acre parcel to the Flemings, they chopped off the northern end of that right-of-way that comes in and curves to the left.
Complicated as all this is, don't you think maybe we want to see a survey before we say yes or no? Because what if you go out there and you find a bust and the dimension's 10, 15 feet?
Right.
Then you're going to be right back here again.
Well, you're looking at it in concept the same way you would what you looked at this evening.
So
that's about
to come
10
back
times.
To the site plan, yeah.
That's to come back to staff.
Right.
If we find a problem,
that's right. It's got to come back anyway. That's right. If you find a problem, you have to deal with it then. That's right.
But what? As I said, the thing that messed the whole thing up was that the Smiths went ahead and built that paved road in there to connect 233 and Smith Way. How many years ago? I don't know. It's been every year.
Yeah.
After the subdivision was recorded, they built that section, but it was on their own property. If you approve it, there should be a condition that the lot that's created has access from the internal streets, not from Route 233.
Okay.
But then what happens is you got to driveway for a street or driveway for a residence that's right next to a street that's going into service subdivision.
Right.
Would then the Smith subdivision own that road, on that easement?
Yeah, the Smiths are going to retain that part, right? The Smiths will retain the road, that area, that 50-foot right-of-way around the road.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Because I believe they own all the streets.
They own this whole thing now.
But they're going to give this to them.
Right, but they're going to leave the 50-foot.
Okay.
And it also, if you agree and approve it, there should be a radius off of that additional lands that's going to be extended to Fleming on both ends.
Oh, okay.
Can I make a suggestion on this? It seems to me that what ought to happen is take a look at the actual site plan for that subdivision. That's got to be recorded downstairs somewhere.
It's right here. I mean, it's the same thing on the tax map.
Yeah.
That won't show up. That's the whole issue.
The whole thing is the road was built illegally.
I mean, the road was built. Yeah. It wasn't approved as part of the subdivision.
Yeah, which so just, doesn't show up anywhere. They just went ahead and did it.
Right.
And
does Bill not have an entrance permit?
It's been 20 some odd years ago.
I mean,
does the Delta grant entrance on this yet? No.
Yeah. I mean, they may not have even granted an entrance.
Well, I think they did. I would imagine that they did because there wouldn't have been any.
This is a private street subdivision. Also.
Sure. Yeah.
But I mean, that should be a condition also to be subject to Delta approval for access, and Delta would come back and say the access shall be from Smith Way or the extension thereof.
So what you really, I mean, this is just very. This is conceptual only, really.
It's the last.
Yeah, ten were. Yeah, I understand. I know what you mean.
Final survey,
mm-hmm. radiuses,
right,
and a Delta approval.
I have a question. You can see where this right of way was cut off. I'm almost sure this is after I survey this. It's going to bear this out that they sold off. The Smiths sold off part of this right away. It comes in there. I have it dashed in there. Will that have to be in order for the Flemings to have legal access? Will, you know, after they sell off to their son, will that right away have to be reinstated?
It's already a record. They may have sold it off, but it's recorded. Subdivision. It does, on the tax map, it shows that it's not on Fleming's property.
Yeah, I know, but I'll bet it is.
Yeah, what are your findings? So what should happen is that then that portion of that easement should be returned to the Smiths.
Or at least this property would be subject to...
Or subject to an easement, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so it shows the same as this does.
Right.
Oh, I agree. I understand what he's saying. So maybe they built it with a different angle than what it was approved about. Because it's almost, it looks like a 90 degree almost.
So you don't think this roadway is on the Fleming's property?
No, the tax map doesn't appear to, but this portion right there needs to be, and needs to be retained.
Of course, the tax map's not based on a survey. It sounds like this is not based on a survey.
Well, the tax map was based on a survey, yeah. But this deed might not have been drawn right.
I mean.
Yeah.
These don't show an easement to make the right of way.
Sure.
Should it be deferred until we see a survey?
As I've said three times, this is a concept, and we're trying to say whether you're giving consideration. If it comes back different, we'll bring it back.
I understand what you're saying, because that's what I was thinking when I said that. About
that was time number two.
No, well, Lawrence simply reminded me that this is a concept. I was kind of jumping to the final approval and was thinking, well, you know, you're going to want to see a survey of this, but we will see it, is the point.
Well, no, you wouldn't.
Well, we would. The office will see it, the staff will see it. And I guess the issue for us is conceptually, is it acceptable? That's our issue.
Now we can arrange for it to come back, but
yeah.
I mean, you could ask to have it come back. You could ask to have it come back to the commission.
And maybe that's the way to do it. It
might be interesting because I kind of like to see it myself.
See what the answer is.
Yeah, I like to see how it all works out.
Yeah, well, how are you going to correct it? So if you approve it conceptually, you can make it a condition of the approval that come back to the commission for final approval.
You've
already approved it as a preliminary then, basically.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know Lawrence has said this three times, but to me, there is enough of the issue here that we've got a 30-foot road that's actually never been approved, 50-foot road, excuse me, that's never been approved, where we don't know if DelDOT will give access in addition to that 50-foot road. We've got an easement that apparently is on another lot that may not be in the right place. And the gentleman said he hasn't done a survey. Personally, I think that should have a survey because I don't know that in this case you're in a position to approve it.
Can DelDOT, in addition to that, can DelDOT require that illegal entrance be closed?
It could.
could very well require that, yeah.
Been there for how many years?
But
any idea, Doug?
What's that now?
How many years has that driveway been there? From the connector to Smith Way and 233?
I'm pretty sure since the 70s when this thing was built.
When the project was built, they probably went ahead and connected to 233.
Probably just said, yeah, it'd be a really good idea to have a connection out here. When you're out here, great. Just push this off, put a little asphalt in there, yeah.
Well, they've told me that this is what they wanted.
I think I know how that
originally
happened.
But it didn't get done. It didn't get recorded.
They came in with about.
It got done.
This subdivision came in about either two or three times to get the approvals, and they've still got a couple parcels of acreage that you see left.
Okay. Sorry, so now where are we?
Whatever route you want.
Still looking for some direction here, I think.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
The mum is on.
Mr. Robertson, your recommendation was what now?
Solve Shepherd Survey.
I know, because this isn't, the typical situation. I don't know.
You got a situation where there's a road that was created with question. There appears to be a sale of a parcel from the original developer that included part of the road.
And how is this proposed lot, what's the access going to be to 233 from this proposed lot? Is it going to be using the existing paved road? You're saying that there's going to be supposed to be another entrance on a 233 right next to the existing.
No, we were saying they shouldn't have one.
Well, that's right.
Should be either there or off here somewhere.
Yeah.
They should be from Smith Way or this unnamed street.
Well, if that's the case, I don't know. Who's going to end up with?
This person.
Okay, so that's being combined with that.
It's the L.
Yeah, all right. And they're going to have access then off of this.
Or the Smith Court.
Well, right off there.
Yeah, now the Flemings and the Fleming son can still access their property, using Smith Court.
So but the access is not this piece, it's this piece.
Access is here, and they're getting this in and that one, or pipe stem, if you want to call it, with no access to 233.
Right. If they're getting no access to 233, and that's just because of the way the lot's figured and the access is off here, that makes more sense to me. That's what I wasn't realizing. I thought he was saying that they were using this.
Well, we had like labeled this as being 50 foot. It's really here.
Yeah.
Because he showed us on this drawing when it came in later that this was where the paved road is.
Well, if that's the case, IG. What you could do is you could approve it as a concept, but that the final survey still come back to the Planning and Zoning Commission for approval.
I guess way to do that.
Okay.
A motion on Smith and Fleming relocation of the 50-foot right-of-way on Road 233 is for it to be approved as a concept pending final review of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
What's the motion again for approval?
Second.
To move and second to approve as a concept the relocated 50-foot right-of-way on Road 233 for Smith and Fleming. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.